This is Dr. Bera Paras Kulna for the book patient Eugenie, E U G E N I, Eugenie Nadu, N A, Danu, N D A N U. N D A N U. Date of birth 1/10/1950, indicating for sure GERD, persistent colon polyp, history of gastrointestinal metaplasia in the stomach, finishing of maxilla and cellular patient, blood pressure, 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 diffuse gastritis, question, hemorrhagic gastritis, question of portal hypertension, gastropathy, multiple baths were taken circumferentially from the body of stomach, since patient history of gastrointestinal metaplasia. Numerous baths were taken like diagnosis, otherwise questioned, upper body stuff, narcotic gastrointestinal, no evidence in gastric varices, questioned by urination, normal zeta, no evidence in salivary varices, patient with complication, patient turned on KY daily, paracrisis, paracrisis, body, fanicone, blood pressure and colon pressure, business blood pressure, adequate prep and diagnosis, no evidence of any recurrent colon polyp, so rectum, rectal pressure then in the rectum, which revealed the grade 3, grade 4 internal hemorrhoids, also the possibility of thickness of the anal fold with, looks like anal tag versus anal polyp, which is protruding into the anal rectal area, the retroflexion view. Biopsy was not done because it's just right in the hemorrhoidal area. Scoposterior, bowel strength coming out. I saw an anal canal. Again, this polypoid slash anal tag lesion noted coming out of the hemorrhoidal area there, right below the pectinate line. Document picture of a sexual pressure penal complication. Find number one, question results from New Zealand. Number two, diffuse body gastritis. With hemorrhagic like gastritis, and numerous biopsies were taken. Patient has a gastrointestinal metaplasia. Some reason suspicion could the patient may have atypical neoplastic changes happen body of stomach, question line antisplastica, or this could be portal hypertensive gastropathy. Numerous biopsies for the body stomach, question like diagnosis. Number three, no evidence in gastric varices, esophagus system. Number four, multiple gastritis, biopsy. Number five, question of gastric numerus. Number six, colonoscopy for seeker. Number seven, adequate prep. Number eight, pan-down closure. Number nine, colonoscopy negative for surveillance colonoscopy. No evidence of a recurrent colon polyp. Number 10 was grade 3, grade 4 internal hemorrhoids, but also anal. Number 10 was anal area wall thickening. With a polypoid slash anal tag noted coming out of the hemorrhoidal area, not bleeding. Could this be new plastic versus just inflammatory changes versus the anal tag versus external hemorrhoids? Recommendation of if the stomach biopsy, especially body stomach biopsy, if the biopsy stomach biopsy comes out of positive for any new plastic changes, then recommendation upper endoscopy for ultrasound for the evaluation. Number two, over the enteral biopsy, it comes positive for helicobacter pylori to survey. Number three, start patient caliphate, 1 gram TID for like 2 months. Number five, if the biopsy comes positive for gastrointestinal metaplasia, then repeat upper endoscopy in 6 months. For further mapping for the biopsy, number four was repeat colonoscopy with colon cancer screening in 5 years. Number five, I'm going to recommend patient to have a rectal ultrasound done for the evaluation of the anal rectal area. And if it comes out of being nothing but hemorrhoids, then recommend patient to have the removal of this hemorrhoidal area slash thickness of the and then after the rectal ultrasound, patient will refer to the colorectal surgeon for a possible hemorrhoidectomy because of the size of it and because causing the thickness of the anal mucosa. Follow 1/10/1950. Tisa Delgado, Bishop Primary Care Provider, Dr. Cristiano Delgado, and topic of Father Saturday, the issue is January 6th, 2024, the decision is 6th, 2024, patient drops.